this music can mean only one thing. The mighty David Tennant is in the studio.
Hello, I'm here.
David, how on earth are you?
I'm just marvellous, fam.
Are you?
How are you? Yeah.
I'm really good. I'm in good spirits as well today, actually. So,
yeah.
Good vibes all round.
Look at all your rings, gothy rings.
Yeah,
are you
rings.
You've got a bit of a kind of... There's a skulls going on there. You have
I
that
love
dark
skulls.
Side, haven't you?
I love skulls,
You love a skull?
I do. I wear these every day. I wear them to bed most of the time.
I don't
take them off, yeah?
Right.
I'm like a pirate.
Yeah.
Why not? Enough about me, David. Let's talk about you. First of all, I must congratulate you. Because yesterday you were voted the UK's sexiest man above Daniel Craig and Ewan McGregor.
Which is fairly ridiculous, but I mean, I'm very happy to take the honour. I'm not gonna quibble.
No, don't.
No.
I tell you, weirdly, was also in there in the top 10.
Yeah.
Hugh Edwards and Jeremy Paxman.
Oh, you see, that takes the sheen off it, doesn't it?
I didn't mean to throw that in there,
thanks,
but it's just a bit odd, really.
I was feeling good about that, and now I'm thinking, wow.
Do you think either of those chaps would make good
doctors? I think Jeremy Paxman, he's got a certain sultry charm, hasn't he?
Yes.
Not that Hugh Edwards doesn't. I'm sure his wife loves him.
He's got a lovely accent, hasn't he?
He's got a lovely accent. Maybe that's what it's about.
Tone. Yeah. Very soft
tone. It's the Celtic tones.
Yeah. So look, your stint on Doctor Who is almost at the end.
It's the beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end. Because you've got Sunday.
I've got Sunday night, 7 o'clock.
And then you've got Christmas.
Christmas. Two at Christmas. A big two. Parter. The biggest two-parter.
Is there any bit of you that's regretting not doing it anymore?
No, because I'm really proud of these final shows. They are the best ones we've done. And I kind of think, well, that's the way to leave.
Absolutely.
Do you not visit
Mars
on Sunday night?
Right, let's just have a little snippet of that.
It's an unknown infection and it's spreading.
Close down all water supplies. Any one of us could already be infected. We've all been drinking the same water.
And if you take that back to Earth, one drop... Just one drop. Water always wins.
Why won't you help, Doctor? If you know all of this, why can't you change it?
Because you die on Mars. You die today.
That is dark.
It is quite a dark one.
That is scary,
David. It's quite spooky. It's quite a spooky one.
Is it probably the scariest
dead? I don't know, it depends what you find scary. That's the thing. Scary is a very subjective thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you ever get scared when you're filming, or is that just ridiculous? Because you know it's all make-believe, or do you get so into it that it can be scary?
I don't think you get... Well, you know, if you get particularly into it, the doctor doesn't... I mean, the doctor gets scared, but he doesn't show it. So, you know, in terms of the acting of it, you don't particularly, because you're usually having to face up to whatever it is.
Is there a particular baddie you're scared of the most?
Me as a person?
Yeah.
Do you know the best one? The ones that work on set really well are the Daleks, because they're completely realised right in front of you, because they move around, the voice comes out, the lights flash, it all happens sort of live. A lot of them are augmented in CGI and everything afterwards, which slightly takes the sheen off them. But you can do a scene with the Daleks and it feels like you're doing a scene with the Daleks.
Have you got a Dalek as like sort of a leaving gift? They've given you a Dalek to take home?
Not a full size one, no. I do have
a remote control. I'd love a Dalek.
You've got to have a remote control Dalek, Fern.
I haven't got one. I'd love one.
Somebody's got to send. If BBC Worldwide are listening, send Fern a remote control Dalek.
I didn't say that, but yes, that'd be wonderful. Thank you.
They will definitely do that. And they come in all shapes and sizes now. Yes. All available for Christmas, faithful listener.
Now, also, you've done something quite interesting recently. You've done Nevermind the Buzzcocks for Before Christmas.
That's right. I don't quite know when it comes out. Christmas over Christmas?
We've heard it's just before Christmas.
Have you? Well, then you probably would know.
That's the rumour.
Because you guys here are kind of very much, you have your finger on the pulse.
Yeah. Was that good fun doing that?
Do you know, it was really good fun.
Yeah.
And the great thing about being the host is you get all your jokes written for you.
Yeah.
So everyone else has to be all off the cuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
About 2 weeks ago.
Did you host it?
No, I was on Noel's team.
Okay.
Frank Skinner was hosting it. It was brilliant fun.
Right. It's really good fun. Mm. And, you know, I get to have all these great one-liners that I didn't have to come up with. So I had a ball.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Done. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get some listener questions in. So keep them coming. 81199. I'll play a little bit of music.
What are you playing?
I'm going to play James Morrison. Do you like him?
I have done.
You have done.
I have done.
And
I mean,
you shall again.
You hear one track, you've kind of heard them all.
Right. Good. Get to you, James Morrison. David's favourite song. Get to you, David Tennant.
Yes,
hi. You're having a nice morning so far.
I'm loving it. That James Morrison just was exactly what I wanted to hear.
Just what you wanted, some emotion on a Friday.
It was,
Talking of emotion, did you get emotional when you were filming the last Doctor Who ever scene in your life?
Of course I did.
Did you ever cry?
I might have had a little one, yeah.
A little tear.
Maybe a little one or two.
Yeah. Will you miss all your friends and stuff that you've made
on
that show?
Of course I will. Yeah, it's the same people who've been working on the show pretty much for since I've been there for the last 4 years. So yeah, of course. And a lot of them are now working on the show. Apparently it carries on without me. I don't quite understand how
that
works.
How are people going to cope without you doing the show? Because you have got a complete huge army of fans out there.
Do you know what will happen? Everyone will go, oh, it's never going to be the same. Oh, I can't believe he's gone. And then 2 weeks in, they'll be going, Matt Smith's brilliant, isn't he? I love him. And I'll be history.
They'll forget about you that quickly.
That's what happened when I was a kid. Tom Baker left. You went, I can't believe Tom Baker's. Oh, Peter Davison's great. That's just how it works.
And of course, you've got huge plans. You're going to America. You're going to be working on a new show called Rex Is Not Your Lawyer.
Well, I'm making a pilot. And in America, it's very different to here. They make lots of pilots, and I don't want to trumpet it too much in case nothing happens with it. You know, we make a pilot and we'll see what happens.
But you read a script and thought, this sounds like my cup of tea.
It's good, yeah. It's a great character, and I'm going to have fun with it, I think.
Will you be doing an American accent?
I will. That's the plan, unless, of course, after day one, they kind of go, do you know, I think he's from Paisley. I think we can reshoot day one and we'll make him from... Yeah, he's from Govan Hill now.
Right.
Yeah.
But that works, you know. There's a lot of Brits out there doing their thing now.
There are.
Like lovely Ashley in Ugly Betty.
The lovely Ashley Jensen.
She hasn't got to do an American accent, has she? She just does her own accent.
And she's in another show now called... I should know this because she's a friend of mine. That's what it's called.
She's
doing a Scottish accent in that as well.
Right.
Yeah, so it's possible. It's clearly possible.
Absolutely. Okay, now what I thought we could do is do one of my favourite little features on the show with you, because I know that you love music.
I do love a bit of music, yes.
Genuine music fan. So I've got some of your favourite songs ready for this.
Radio 1's music generator.
A generator machine that I'm going to introduce you to. So we're going to put in your favourite tracks right now and then give you a new bit of music.
Is that thing in the corner with all the flashing, gurning lights?
It's all these huge boxes. That
all these huge, this huge thing they've got here, yeah.
It's not very 2009, but it works very well indeed. So here's what you're listening to at the moment.
Yeah.
Muse.
Very good, yeah.
Bit of Paolo. Do you love Paolo?
Do you know? He's from Paisley.
He's from Paisley. Is that the only reason?
Yeah. No, it's a great song. That's also a great track.
Yeah. And who's this?
This is Owl City.
Oh, yeah. Owl City. Yeah. A nice mix, David. We're going to whack him in the generator.
Thank you.
The music generator. Generating.
Oh, it takes a while, doesn't it?
It takes a while. It's processing. Yeah. It's processing. Okay. It's, you know, old school. So it's processed your music. Fair to say it's quite sort of...
More James Morrison.
Oh, no? You do like guitar-based music.
I do quite like a guitar, yeah.
But with kind of some passion and soul in there.
Bit of passion and soul. And sometimes I like a synthesizer.
You like a synthesizer?
But there's none of that in them, so let's pretend I didn't say that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe Owl City slightly, but...
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, this hasn't got any synth in it at all.
Well,
if anything,
fine.
Quite the opposite.
Okay.
It's a little bit folky. Is that okay?
Because one of my favourite bands of all time, The Proclaimers.
There we go.
And they're very folk-based.
This works very well. Uh-huh. This is a band that I'm passionate about, so I think you're going to like this band.
Okay, I'd better. If you're passionate about it.
Yeah. Mumford & Sons. Heard of?
Never heard of them.
This is brilliant. Mumford & Sons. This is their new track called Winter Winds. Greg James has this as his record of the week. He loves this band as well.
Okay.
We've both seen them live many, many times this year. They're beautiful. Very new band. And they've got an album called Sigh No More.
Uh-huh.
They're incredible live. I'm talking kind of a tweed vibe like you today.
Thank you.
Bit of tweed. I'm talking waistcoats. I'm talking double basses, haystacks.
I like a waistcoat.
Thing. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Get your ears around this, David. See what you think. Mumford & Sons, Winter Winds. Natalie, catered for you, Mr. David Tennant.
I was quite transported by that.
Do you like it?
I really like that, yeah.
Mumford & Sons. We'll get you their album from upstairs if
that
you like.
That would be great, yeah. Do you know a band called the Queensbury Rules?
No.
Quite an obscure little band, but rather reminiscent of that.
I'll write that down.
You'd quite like them if you like them.
Definitely. Yeah. I like this swapping musical
tips. There's a banjo in there, I think.
There's a banjo, there's all sorts.
You can't go wrong with a banjo on Radio 1, can you?
There's trumpets, all sorts going on.
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
I really like
it. It's made my day.
Just to be honest, usually when you do things like this on radio, somebody goes, oh, listen to this, you sit there and go, this is painful. I'm going to have to say it's nice in a minute. But I'm genuinely quite excited by that.
I'm really glad. That's brilliant news.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Join the club, because we all love them here. We really do. A lot of people liking that. Jay the Trucker on the text loves it. Ruby from Oxfordshire. Also, Heather in Watford says, Ashley Jensen's show is called Accidentally on Purpose.
Of course it is.
Of course
that.
It is.
Of course it is.
I mean, it was an obvious answer, really, David. Now, I've got to ask you about St. Trillian's too.
Yeah. December the 18th, that comes out.
This year. Okay.
It's a big Christmas Christmas treat.
Big Christmas treat. Sarah Harding's in it as well as you.
Sarah and I were the new girls, yes.
Yep. And was it fun? Was it exciting to film?
It was such a laugh to film. It's really good fun.
I love the first one.
Yeah, it's great. It's such good fun.
Feel good.
Colin Firth is hilarious. My first day was with Colin Firth, dressed in various big cloaks for reasons that will become apparent.
Right.
And I'd never met him before, and I thought, well, he's probably quite serious.
Yeah.
He's such a laugh.
Is he?
And then, a few days later, Rupert Everett turns up in a dress.
I love Rupert Everett in
hilarious.
That dress.
Hilarious.
And the headscarf.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then all the girls. Because you kind of think, oh, it's all sort of, you know, young, gorgeous 20-year-old girls.
In school uniforms.
In school uniforms. Right. So it might all be a bit tense. But actually, they were just the loveliest bunch of people. It was a really happy, happy atmosphere. And
good.
I think it's not quite finished yet. They're editing it right up to the wire.
Yeah.
But the bits I've seen so far are hilarious.
So 18th of December.
18th of December, yeah.
That's in the diary.
Yeah.
A lot of questions coming on the text. I'm going to start with this one, David. Nick in Devon says, electric or standard toothbrush?
Electric.
Electric, nice.
Yeah. In fact, even my away from home toothbrush
is an electric.
Has a little bit of a jig to it.
No way.
Yeah. You can get them now. They have little batteries inside.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. Other toothbrushes are available. I haven't mentioned brand name. I don't need to say that yet.
You don't need to say that, but well done.
Thanks. You see how BBC...
You can never be too cautious.
How message I am, BBC.
You can never be too cautious.
I'm compliant up to the eyeballs.
You really
Moving
are.
On.
David, Bert says, are you all
Bert?
Work
it's, there's not enough Bert. Berts in life now, are
there's
there?
There's not.
I've got a really good mate called Bert. He's a top bloke. I think it's a great name.
Even better in your accent, though. Like me.
Bert.
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 Yeah, then you.
Bert.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Bert. Are you all work
Bert.
And no play?
Bert and
Ernie. Do you like to squeeze in some time to play games, says Bert.
What kind of games are we talking about, Bert?
Just like chilling
out. And is that
out?
An invitation?
I'm sure it probably is. Do you get to chill out much and relax?
It never feels like enough, does it? You know, probably far too much. I'm probably a, you know, inherently lazy person, but right. I could always be lazier.
We always all can be.
Yeah, exactly.
Being lazy is brilliant fun.
Exactly.
David Tennant, what's your favourite food? Mine's jelly and Cocoa Pops, Hannah in Dumfries.
Together at the same time?
Well, who knows? It's a crazy option, but I mean,
I don't
she
know
likes
if I have
it.
A favourite food. Do you know what is a nice combination? And it's an unusual combination. Mm. And it's not particularly good for you. But if you get really cheap white bread.
Yeah, I love cheap white bread.
And then you smear it thick with peanut butter.
Oh, I love peanut butter.
And then you get one of the, oh no, I'm going to have to be careful
so
here
good.
On the BBC.
Right.
You know those sausages that are really nasty processed meat? That
well,
come
I don't
in
like
that,
sausages,
come in
yeah.
those shrink-wrapped U-shapes.
Got ya.
You get them and you slice them into little, kind of, stick with me, Fern.
That's filthy.
Little kind of half-inch discs. And you sink those discs into the peanut butter.
You made a peanut butter pizza sandwich, essentially.
I kind of have, yeah.
That is horrible.
It doesn't have cheese or any kind of ragu sauce on it.
It's just
but you sink that into the... And then you put another layer of the cheap white... Should I stop now?
Oh,
another layer of the cheap white bread on the top. It makes quite an appealing sandwich.
Dirty.
It is very dirty. I mean, never have it more than once in about a 10-year lifespan or your heart will give out.
It's horrible.
But, it's, you know, I just put it out there.
Wow. Oh, we've learned a lot about
obviously,
you
have your five a day.
Have your five a day, yeah. Louise in Glasgow.
Hello,
David.
Louise in Glasgow.
If you could have played any part in a movie or TV show, what would it be?
It'd have been Josh Lyman in The West Wing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that one of your fave shows ever?
I think The West Wing... After Doctor Who is the finest television has ever been, and Bradley Whitford as Josh Lyman is a hero of mine.
Nice. Yeah. Also, Louise just adds at the end, what's your favourite cake? Favourite cake, yeah.
Do you know what it used to be?
Right.
It used to be a Mr. Kipling French Fancy.
Oh, French
oh,
Fancy.
I just did another brand name, didn't I? Other French Fancies are available. No, they're not. No, they're not.
But,
it has to be Mr. Kipling.
Yes.
It used to be Mr. Kipling French Fancy, but I mentioned this once on the set of Doctor Who, and the caterers, because they are lovely people, then used to get me one, two, every day would arrive on a plate for the afternoon tea.
Nothing wrong with that.
It doesn't take long for that to get a bit old.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So have you moved on to a new genre of cake?
What is my favourite cake now?
Battenberg, you know that
I quite like a bit of Millionaire Shortbread.
Oh, that is the
finest.
Do you
hear what I'm saying?
Biscuit cake sort of vibe.
A biscuit cake combi.
That is fine by me.
But it has the caramel has to be quite squishy.
Yeah.
And the biscuit has to be just... buttery and crumbly enough.
A good density of shortbread.
Oh, the density is very important because it can go very wrong.
I'm starving.
If it's too firm,
yeah.
If it's too glutinous,
yeah.
It's a bad cake.
Exactly.
But a good one works well.
Oh,
what's
I'm
yours,
really starving.
Fair?
I'm starving.
What's yours?
Either that or I do love cherry and almond cake, I've got to say. Or
cherry and almond?
Or a carrot cake with a big thick icing, a butter
with
icing.
With a nice buttercream icing.
Oh, a buttercream
nice.
Icing.
Nice.
Oh, I'm going to have to go to the vending machine in a minute.
I don't think they have that here.
They certainly
machine,
haven't,
no.
But Twix will do.
Yeah. Other confectionery. serious. Yeah,
absolutely. Are you playing the Riddler in Batman 3, Pete, in Glasgow?
I don't know if there is a Batman 3.
I know, I'd never heard of this until this text came through. I thought I'd throw it at you.
Who knows? Then nobody's told me if I am, but right. It's a nice idea, isn't it?
Can you ask David if he was a sweet, what would he be? As I would gobble him up, says Sean in Leamington.
Well, Sean in Leamington, what would you like me to be?
Any old sweet will do.
Any old, I'll be it. I'll be it, whatever you want me to be, Sharon.
What a food base, these questions.
They
what's
are,
going
they?
On?
What is going on?
Ask David what he'll miss most about working in Wales. That's nice. Apart from the people, Alex, who's in Leeds.
Well, probably not the French fancies anymore because I slightly overdosed. I'll miss the people. Apart from the people, he said, didn't he?
I'm not allowed to say that. No. Did you get to hang out much in Wales and sort of travel about, or you just based in a hotel studio?
A bit. Do you know, there's a very nice French restaurant in Cardiff. I might miss that.
Lovely.
Can I mention what it's called?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't care. You don't care.
I'm a rebel.
Le Gallois restaurant.
Ooh, nice.
In Canton, in Cardiff.
Lovely.
I will miss that.
It's a lovely place, isn't it? I've got a lot of family.
Very nice,
in
yeah.
Wales.
Really nice, really nice.
Really nice place. Well, look, David, it's been so lovely having a chat.
What, that's it?
Well, you can hang around more if you want.
God, I hustled out before it's even begun.
Well, you've got a busy day. You've got about 8 of these to do today.
You played James Morrison and you kicked me out.
I played you Mumford & Sons.
You did, I like that.
Thank you very much.
I really like the Mumford & Sons. I will be taking that away and cherishing it.
We'll get the album, Sigh No More. It's very, very beautiful.
Thank you very much. But I'm not leaving till the album arrives.
No, we'll get it for you.
You should see the faces of the people in your studio. They're all going, we don't have it. She's just promising stuff we can't deliver.
Get it's
the
a radio. Fondant Fancy, that'll do. Oh, look, we've got it there. Is it there? Bring it in, Chloe. Bring it in.
God, I'm loving Radio 1.
It's brilliant, isn't it? This is how it works. Look.
We've
got a whole bunch.
Oh, thank you. Who's that, Chloe?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chloe.
What have you got there?
I've got Mumford & Sons, Sigh No More.
Oh, lovely.
I've got Mike Snow.
Oh, that's such a good album.
Is that Snow
that's
or
my favourite album of the year. Which Mike is... Snow with two eyes.
Oh, that's Mike Snow is the name
the
of the artist.
The band.
It's a band.
Yeah, best album of the year in my eyes. I love it.
Oh, you're fickle. You were saying it was Mumford & Sons.
Their best live band of the year for me.
Oh, you
that's
see
the
how quickly
album.
She. You see, don't favorites. Believe a word she says. Listeners.
I love everything.
And the Big Pink.
Oh, Big Pink, lovely.
Your favorite of the year?
Second.
So where Mumford's now bound down to three.
It's confusing.
They've gone from one to three. Like
they're in my top. Five, all of them.
Oh, I'm
put it that
you
way.
Know. Whatever she says, don't believe a word of it.
Well, look, they take your albums, they're your presents.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Fern, it's always a delight. You're doing so well on this new show. It's brilliant.
Thanks.
I'm tuning in regularly.
Are
I'm
you?
Loving it. I am, yeah.
That means a lot. Thanks, David.
It's true.
And look, have fun in America.
I used to like Joe. Joe used to be my favourite. Now it's you.
Now it's me.
That's how fickle
Thanks,
I am.
David. This is BBC Radio.